This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's easy. It's easy to ask a question. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and now you can get Scotty's Vodka in select Virginia ABC stores. Mm-hmm. Big news. Arguably bigger than the T.J. Watt news. T.J. Watt finally signed a contract extension. 3 years, over $100 million, fully guaranteed. T.J. Mm-hmm. Watt will turn 31 on October 11th. The conversation surrounding T.J. Watt and the Steelers got very acrimonious. T.J. Watt is, I would say, a future Hall of Famer. He's a four-time All-Pro, seven-time Pro Bowler.
He's an animal.
That situation got a little ugly. Now that situation's done.
And negotiations, baby.
T.J. Watt ended up sticking in Pittsburgh. Does that make you feel a little better about the Terry McLaurin situation? Sean in Falls Church leads us off. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Man?
Yeah, I'm sitting kind of here with B-Mitch on this one. I think it's just part of the process, but I think that the fan base kind of feels differently because this organization has been hitting home run after home run, and they're like, well, it's Terry. It's the guy that's been with us through thick and thin. Why wouldn't they hit it out of the park on this one? And it's just part of the process. I think that if we're patient, if we have a cooler head, we'll be fine. It just feels different because we haven't had an organization that has done this well, and we haven't had a player that's stuck with us.
You got a point.
That's a fair point, man. The only counter to that is, and I'm not being the fair police here, but all the S Terry had to deal with as a part of this organization, that was not Harris and Peters and Quinn. So they
correct
their prism upon which they view this is different. You know what I'm saying?
But wouldn't you say when they walked in, he's done nothing wrong. He's done everything. He's done everything that they speak about
and more
makes you a commander.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Which is why I think it'll get done. Sean, great call, man. Thanks, buddy.
Cheers.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Jay is in D.C. Jay, does the T.J. Watt situation, him re-signing in Pittsburgh, make you feel better about the Terry situation?
Good morning, fellas. Quick answer, hell no, it don't, man. Like I say, I can't worry about what the next man do at his house. I got to run my house right. So, I like the previous caller said, it's Terry, man. Like I say, it's Terry. This is our guy. So for me, it shouldn't take this long. So, no other team signing their big stars or how many stars they sign is going to make me feel better about this going to get done. I feel it will get done, but I still don't feel at ease about how the process is going. So, that's where I'm at with it.
That's fair. I mean, you're right. This is Pittsburgh. It's not Washington. But I get it. Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate you, bud. Have a great weekend.
I bet. You too, Chad.
Landfill, what about you? I feel like you've been pretty reasonable throughout this Terry situation.
Reasonable. And Landfill shouldn't be in the same sentence.
His potato chip take is not reasonable. We're going to get to that.
It's the correct take. Just like my Terry take is correct. I still think they're going to sign him. It's a little... annoying, the dragging out the process of just finally giving the guy his money, but it's ultimately what's going to happen. They'll pay him. I think he'll probably be there at the start of camp. The TJ Watt contract doesn't really affect that in my eyes because I thought Terry was going to get paid anyway, and I still do.
Okay, that's fair. For all years the other night, I did a look at all the receivers that got deals this offseason. Not all, but like the big major money, right? And there's four. DK Metcalf, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Garrett Wilson. And so it's easy to try. It's easy to like throw these numbers around, but it's like when you go buy a house, the realtors give you a bunch of comps to look at, right?
Uh-huh.
So what are the comps for Terry? I don't mean this disrespectful, but I don't think Ja'Marr Chase is a comp. I think Chase and Jefferson are in their own category.
But think about it. I don't think we need to be discussing Chase and Jefferson.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So he's one of the four that got a deal this offseason, but I'm removing him from the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have Metcalf, Higgins, Garrett Wilson. Metcalf got the most of those three, but the Steelers also traded for him. And once you trade for him, you're kind of pot committed to paying his number. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't necessarily a contract extension with a guy you drafted and had in-house. It'd be like, if you're really trying to impress a girl and you take her out for a really fancy dinner, you go to Bourbon Steak in Georgetown, like, you can't then chintz out on getting a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Like, if you drive...
Hey, you can get a glass, don't get no bottle.
Right. Like... If you drive a dope-ass Benz, you can't complain about how high your car insurance is.
Bam.
And that's the Steelers, they went all in, so then you had to pay them. Garrett Wilson, interesting comp, but here's the other part of this. Terry is 29. DK is 27. Wilson's only 24.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilson's money doesn't hit the Jets' books for another two seasons.
Yep.
So it's hard to make a ton of comps. I think Higgins is 26. Metcalf's 27. To me, when you hear like comparing it to Mike Evans, that deal was signed a couple years ago. Chris Godwin's been hurt a ton. Terry doesn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But Metcalf's more athletic. Higgins is more athletic. Both Metcalf and Higgins are 6'4". Like, they're just not the same player as Terry. Terry is a pretty good comp to Wilson, but he's 5 years older than him.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to exactly find a comp. Straight production... Terry outproduced Metcalf and Wilson last year over the course of the season. Now, Higgins is a tougher comp because Higgins only played 12 games, but he had 10 touchdowns in 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
Over their careers, Terry's played the same amount of games as DK Metcalf. They both played 97 games.
Eh?
Do you know what their career receiving yardage is?
Nope.
Almost identical. In 97 games, Terry McLaurin has 6,379 yards. In 97 games, DK Metcalf has 6,324 yards.
All right.
Now, there is a difference. Metcalf has 10 more touchdowns. In 97 games, Metcalf has 48 TDs.
Metcalf had better quarterbacks, too.
For a while, he did.
Yeah.
Terry's had 38 touchdowns in 97 games.
Mm-hmm.
These things are tricky, man. I think you kind of land on the Metcalf number. But keep in mind, the Steelers traded for him. They put themselves in a much more precarious position to get that deal done. Deacon, does the TJ Watt deal make you feel a little better about Terry getting back with the Commanders?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning, fellas. Absolutely not. Because Kerry's production, based upon whatever his team output is, was way greater than what T.J. Watt's team production was. And his ability to do whatever he had to do for his team, I mean, he could have had 1,000 sacks last year. Pittsburgh wasn't going nowhere. Terry caught balls where there was – it broke, made us or broke us. And fortunately, it made us, baby. So, yeah, let's trade him, man. You know, we not only got one fork for one plate. So let's deal with the plate that Terry has, and let's pay him accordingly. Again, what he did last year made us or broke us. And fortunately, it made us, baby. So let's pay him.
All right, brother.
Get him paid.
Thanks, Deke.
It made us, baby.
Like that. TJ's in West Virginia. TJ, you feel a little better?
Guys.
You feel a little better?
I do. I like the fact that they're signing one of their guys. I'm hoping that Washington will do the same thing. Terry is a true and true, man. He's a commander through and through. You know, same way B. Mitch and Art Monk back in the day, they should have never, ever been able to leave Washington. Those guys are living legends, and they should have been here forever. Glad they're back with the burgundy and gold, obviously. But they should have never left. They can't let Terry walk.
Can't let Terry walk. Here's the other part of that, TJ. He's under contract, so I don't think he's walking. If this goes,
sure.
This could go the direction. I don't think it will, but let's be realistic. It could go the direction that he plays this year and they tag him next year. Like, the team does have options, and
I agree, but I think they pay him now, and you know, he ends his career in Washington with, you know, maybe 3 Super Bowls under his belt.
Wow, now you're talking.
Hey, man, put that out there, bro. Put it out there. I love it.
Appreciate you, TJ.
Going to, man.
Thanks, dude.
All right.
See, bud. I'm sorry, bud. B, do you think it is – we don't know where Terry's side is and where AP is on the numbers.
Huh?
But do you think it is difficult to find a comparison?
To Terry?
Yeah.
I think it is, but the thing for me, I'm not one that's going to look at the age. Because just like I was telling you all earlier – you hear a lot of teams say how old somebody is, then they sign them, and then they expect that person to go out there and produce at the level of a guy younger than them, right? So don't tell me about his age then. That's just the way I am. I look at, you put a guy on the field with what he has. We look at some of these guys, and the comparison to me would be, it's hard to compare him because he's had less, but he's produced at a level that was better than what he had with him. You know what I mean? A lot of these guys have way more around them. So that's why their numbers are up there. You know, if Ja'Marr Chase didn't have a T. Higgins on the other side, you think he has all those receptions?
It's a great question.
If Ja'Marr Chase didn't have Joe Burrow the whole time, if he had Heinicke and what's the dude?
Carson Wentz?
Wentz and my man with the hair. He's just left there.
Howell.
Howell. Would he have those numbers? Probably not. But my whole thing is just saying it's hard to compare, but when someone is in-house with you, that value means different, should mean differently to you than it does anybody else out there.
Totally. The value of something to you is different than it is to someone else. That couldn't be a better way to say that, B. KP is in Manassas. What's up, KP?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man? Real quick. No, it doesn't make me feel better about it. I get a vibe that they're probably not. Like, why not put this to bed if you're going to pay them? And what people don't seem to keep bringing up is, like, he's got a contract. A very respectable amount of money will be paid to him this year. He's already asked for it. Like, it's in the books. So I think it sets a precedent for those guys, the owners, to go, is this the new thing every time somebody gets a year or two away from what they've already said they've agreed to?
Yeah, but the reality
it's been the new thing for the last 5, 6, 7 years.
It's league-wide.
Yeah, no,
that goes on.
Right, and you're correct. I'm just saying he's got a lucrative amount of money paying to him this year. I think he'd be
the guarantees are the issue, dude. It's not the salary; it's the guarantee.
It's lucrative to you. It's not lucrative to a person who know where his status is in the NFL.
Well, in Terry's thing, they're going to honor Art Monk, right? They're going to retire his number. Art Monk played for us till he was 36, and played very well right till the end. He went to the Eagles for a season, and we signed him back. My point is, he played till he was 36 and was productive big time all the way till then. So I don't know why the owners won't. You know, Terry's a Redskins.
We don't know that they won't.
Commander.
We don't know that they won't.
We hope they do. I'm pulling. I'm just saying, why not do it? Everybody's talking about it for the last crazy week. It's like, put it to bed. Let's get him on the field.
Appreciate you, bud. So, thank you.
Yes, all right,
man. Our guy Drew is on the line from the Eastern Shore.
What up, Drew?
Drew be living. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Hey, B-Mitch. Hey, JP. So I don't think the Watt deal has anything to do with how I feel about Terry. I mean, Terry has his perspective, and he articulated it well. I appreciate what he said. And, the team has their perspective. And I don't think what other teams are doing have much influence. Maybe the agent uses that as a negotiating perspective. But I think this deal is going to get done. I think it's a process. Just like I think the RFK deal is going to get done, I think it's a process. What I would tell the team is, don't behave like the D.C. Council. If you don't like them jerking you around, why jerk around Terry? But you
I
know,
like that.
You know that
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you, bud.
Sure. Take care, guys.
I do have some good news that Drew shared with me last night.
What's that?
Drew texted me last night a picture of him and Ross at the Big Owl Tiki Bar on the Eastern Shore.
Right, there we go.
And they're going to have a crab cake off. They're going to see who makes the better crab cakes.
Can we be the judges?
Before the Ravens preseason game.
Bring it here.
Drew said, would you be interested in an in-studio cake-off plus oysters and the rest of the tailgate?
Yes, we want that.
That's what I said. You know what my reply was, B? Hell yes. So we're in, Drew.
Yeah. All right, well, that sounds good.
What day of the week is that game? Friday?
The game is Saturday.
All
right. It's a noon Saturday, I believe.
So we'd probably have to do Friday.
Yeah, okay. That works.
All right. Terrific. We'll see you then, Drew. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care, man.
All right, bro.
We'll keep these phone lines going. I'm not trying to say directly that TJ Watt signing with Pittsburgh has any direct impact on Terry and Washington's negotiations. My point is, this is yet another example. I said all these examples the other day. Think about how often you hear star players go through rough contract negotiations and then they sign with the team eventually. That's my point.
Yeah.
Not that TJ Watt is a direct comp to Terry. They play different positions.
Yeah, totally.
They're at different levels of the game. But they are both one true part of the comparison. This is a second contract extension. It's one thing to get the first one after your rookie deal. Getting a second one becomes more complex.
But TJ, you know what happened with the second one? Normally when you're asking for a second one, you're still balling.
Right. That's the only way you get to ask.
Hell yeah.
All right. Everybody on hold, stay there. Ron, Zeke, Jeff, everybody chill. We're going to keep the phone lines going. Phone number 800-636-1067. Ben Standing's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Maybe we'll sneak in a little Ask B. Mitch Anything, too. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.